This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, if you're confused on how to vote this election, then this resource will help be your guide. That story right after this short message.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
In our modern-day election cycle, it is a challenge to know what the candidates actually stand for, especially on the issues that you might care about deeply. It is even more difficult to be an informed voter with the down-ballot candidates for other elections outside of the presidential. Debbie Wuthnow, the president of iVoterGuide.com, says that too few voters, even seasoned voters, are knowledgeable about the vice presidential candidates and how they've handled power, which could be more important this year given the unlikelihood of the current presidential candidates serving beyond 2024. We at iVoterGuide want to change that. The iVoterGuide.com has curated information on over 8,000 candidates in 3,500 races nationwide and has created an easy-to-understand website to learn about the candidates in your area. Simply go to their website, iVoterGuide.com, enter your registered address for voting, and click the My Ballot button to see the candidates in your district. It will show you the candidates with a meter rating of where they align on the liberal, moderate, or conservative spectrum. You can learn more about each candidate by clicking More, which will show you who has endorsed the candidate, who or where their political contributions have come from, and a questionnaire section that covers their stances on issues like the right to life, the economy, religious liberty, healthcare, national security, immigration, the Second Amendment, criminal justice, and other important issues. iVoterGuide is providing very needed, accurate, and in-depth research to help voters make their own decisions about the candidates. They aim to provide a balanced narrative about the accomplishment of each candidate from a wide range of sources, from the Wall Street Journal to the Heritage Foundation, CNN to Fox News, World Magazine to the New York Times. They also provide links to original sources so you can bypass the media narratives. They intend to help voters find the answer to the question of what have elected officials done with their power and responsibilities while they've been in office. iVoterGuide research shows the clear contrast between the directions the Trump-Pence and Biden-Harris administrations would take America, based on the actions they have taken in the past. She continues, saying, "In less than 40 days, voters face the most important election of our lifetime. iVoterGuide shows voters how presidential and vice presidential candidates have used or even abused power. The only remaining question is, how will voters use theirs?" In Exodus chapter 18, Moses' father-in-law Jethro gave him some extremely wise advice in leading the people of Israel. He told Moses that he should select from all the people some capable, honest men who fear God and hate bribes. Appoint them as leaders over groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. Moses looked at the qualifications for a good leader, and so should we. Visit iVoterGuide.com and pray for who you should vote for. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you. Thank you.